Kelim Perek Yud Beis Mishnah Rav. We mentioned in the previous Mishnah, when you have three things that Reb Tzadik Metam V'Chacham Metam, usually these lists with Tanoim, Kulas, Chumras, that are of different dinim that go together, are Mishnais and Idiyas. This one as well. Abot Von Rabbi Gamliel Metame V'Chacham Metar. Kisui Teni Shamatecha Shobalabatim. You have a kli mateches. It's the cover of the basket that we've had before. The cover can be used by itself. We had this in Mishnah Gimel. So Melech Rabbi Gamliel was machmir that since there's a shimush b'fnei atzmo, it's a kli b'fnei atzmo. It's not just a nitfal to the tenny. Utlui hamagredes. A magred is like a back scratcher. It has thorns. It's a type that's used for animals. Another type that's used for people to scratch their skin or whatever it is when they go into a Beis HaMerchatz. That's a magred. Tlui, miloshen tlia, is what it's hung on. Like a hook that's hung on the wall and people would take them off when they come in. So the hook, l'chayr, is not a kli b'fnei atzmoy. Here the knetch is... is Rabbi Gamliel holds that even when it's not a kli bifnei atzmoi, if it has a shimush bifnei atzmoi that's misayeya b'shimush hakli, so then it's mitame bifnei atzmoi. Over here, by holding on to the tlui, by putting one's hand in, one could hold on to the magredo with a better grip, and one could do a better job in the girud process. So memela, that's why he holds it as a shem kli. The golme kli matchois. Golme kli always refers to kelim that are new, they haven't been used yet. Still needs some type of tikkun to make it into a finished product. Gamliel holds that it has a din of kli shenigmar melachtoi. We're talking about something that's missing a light touch, like a koas, like a makib patish. That's the gemar kli in Hilchos Shabbos, the same type of idea. So b'etzim it's roi l'shimish, that's where Gamliel holds it has a shem kli v'chacham argue. The Gemara in Chum Daf Chofe explains that there's a din mefurish that we'll have in Yetz Hashem that golmei kli eitz are roi lekabel tumah. And the Shaz, what's the difference? Normally kli mateches should be more chomer. Kli mateches, the Gemara says, are miyud to be used by ifim mechubit. They're also made professionally. So something that's made professionally, that's not a final product, no, that's not professional to use it. It's also, if it's made derech kovo, derech noise, until it's a final product, one doesn't use it. Golme kli eitz is functional, not mechubedik. Functional? It is functional. So mele there, it would definitely be mekabel tumah. Those are the first three dinim in the Mishnah. Before we learn the fourth din, which has a little bit more complication, let's first fill out a few details on these three. What we said before about tlui hamagredois, that the pshat is that it's used in conjunction with the kli, is actually the pirush of the Raivin Idias, like we pointed out in Paragimel Mishnah Tetz. However, the Rambam Lamaisa, you look at the Rambam in Yad in Perek Yud, Kelim Halocha Beis, the Rambam says different. The Rambam says that Tluya Magredois is made differently from a regular Masmer, even though it's hung, but it has a little bit of a different tsura. So it's kaveh shem bifnei atzmoi, ayin shom. And this seems to be an ongoing machlokes in a few places, where the Rambam holds kli mateches, less the issue to give it a shem kli is the functionality, more the issue is it kaveh shem kli bifnei atzmoi. And the Ravid is much more focused on the nekuda of the shimush shaboy. So, for instance, we have in the previous mission, the other examples, we'll give one. In the previous mission, we had in the beginning of Mishnah Hay, Masmer Shetkinu Liyos Poseach Boyes Achovis. What comes out from the Rambam Pirush Mishnayis is that it has to be made, the regular Masmer is not Mekabel Tumah. Here it has to be made with Oifin Yosef Choshu, it has a shame Kli Bifnei Atzmoy, of a Makeves. The Rambam says it's also in Perik Yud. And the Ravid over there says, no, it has to do with the makeves, sorry, with the masmer sheskinu. It's not a regular masmer, it's stronger, so it functions better. Not that it's made with a different shape, so it's keveh shem kli bifnei atzmoi, like a makeves, but the pshat is that it's stronger, so it functions better. Functionality versus definition. That seems to be the machlokes, and that seems to be the machlokes over here also. So the Rambam, the Rabbi Lishitosem. There are other examples that we'll see in Yitzhashem of this idea. Let's add something else. In Gomei Kli Mateches, we described from the Sugin Chum Daf Chav Hei, it's actually machlokes over there, Yechno and Rav Nachman, what's the reason why Gomei Kli Mateches are not Mekabel Tumah? Because even though they have a tsura of a kli, but it's not a final product. If it's by metal kelim, if it's not final, it's not. Mashenken by a kli that's wood, wood doesn't have that same level of perfection, professionalism, readiness that's necessary, and it has a shem kli without. There is a level, however, of kliates, which is fakert. By kliates, pshute kliates is just a piece of board. A board is a board. Maybe you can use it, but it's only a board. It doesn't have a clay kibble. That's not mekabel tumah. Kli matchis, a tray of kli matchis, mekabel tumah. Chshivus of metal makes that it has an easier time having the shem kli. So that's one point that's interesting. There's another point that's interesting. Mishnah's Tyrus brings a chazanish that proves a shem kli and not a shem kli. Like, I mean, another important din. In that, if a person has, let's say, boards surrounding an area with his mace or a chelik min mace, the oil defines the mace as self-contained, as enclosed, and the area above the oil. Picture something in a oil, and it's really in a bigger, larger room. Everything that's in the larger room is not bechelal the same space as the dead body that's inside the oil, because oil is chayitz. However, if it's inside a kli, if there's a chelik of a dead body that's inside a wrapped up in a sheet or a bag or another type of kli, then it's considered in the room. Why? Because a kli is not chayitz, a kli is mekabel tumah. It's not choytze, it's mepnei atumah, hispashlus atumah. Mashen kein, an oil is a choytze. That's a din. Chazanish is medayik in a tesefta in oilus. That golme kli mateches, even though it does not have a shem kli, but insofar as a shem kli legabe being mispashet tumah, and ein nasa neholim, a kli ein nasa hol. The two are a stereo. Gomei kli mateches does have a shem kli. What's interesting is that we just said gomei kli mateches is similar in concept to pshute kliates, and still valochas by pshute kliates. It's mavur in rishonim in oilus in perek tesvov that pshute kliates boards nisorim are nasa holim letaher. Pshute kliates doesn't have a din of a kli. So it could be turned into an oil. We don't say ain kli nasa oil. No. It's an oil. So Maman of Shach is a step down from where something has a shem kli. Pshute kliates, we say, does not have a shem kli at all. And Mamish has halacha like boards. As opposed to gome kli matakas, where it has somewhat a shem kli, that's ain nasa oil, to be chotzis mpnei atumah. Which one is it? So the answer Mishnah's Tyrus says has to be, you have to understand the difference between the two. Pshute kli eitz is a chsorn in the etzim shem kli. It's not a kli, period. It's just a board. So mele could be an oil. Gomei kli mateches has the tsura of a kli. It just doesn't have the functionality of a kli. It's not kli maisa, to use the term we've used a number of times. It's not a kli that's ready for use. That, bechefta as a kli, it doesn't function as a kli. So that doesn't have a shem kli legabe kabbalah's tumah, but legabe, is it an oil or a kli? Yeah, it's a kli. It has a tzura of a kli, even if it's not functional as a kli. Very, very klara gishmak asvar. Okay, now we're ready for the last day in the Mishnah. Umoidim v'tamsari. V'tavlo shenechlecho l'shnaim. The fourth of the dinim of Gamliel is mitame, and the chachoma mitaher is a tavlo, is a wide kli of cheres. You see that we're, even though we're in the problem dealing with tumas kli mateches, we're going back to kli cheres, because this is really about putting together all the cases of Rambam Gamliel and the Chacham, like the Mishnah in Edias. A wide luach of cheres that has an edge around it, because kli cheres is never going to be mitame unless it has a base kibble. So it's royal kabel tumas shenechel shnayim. It broke into two, what looks like two even pieces. So the Pashta Taich in the Mishnah over here is that they look like even pieces. One of them, b'mitzias, since we have a klal yefshel tzamtzam, so one of them is going to be a milah mashahu, bigger than the other one. It's never going to be exactly, if it was 10 if it was 10 inches wide, the tray, it's never going to be exactly 5 with exactly 5. It's going to be 4.999 and 5.001. Okay? So one's a roiv and one's a miud. You can't tell, since it's microscopic, which one is which. So the middle of the halacha is that both halachim are mekabel tumu. Misafik. Misafik. Chachomim hold that both of them are Torah, and you have to understand why. One of them is a roiv. The rule of thumb is that roiv of the kli that's nishbar, if it still has roiv, it's a kli and it's mekabel tumu. This is a good question over here, by the way. Obviously, the sofa that's misafik, the rim around, is not on four sides, because it can only be on three sides once it's broken in the middle. So you'll have to say that three sides is enough for a tray to be considered a base kibbul, and it will be mekabel tumu. This is bechlal not so poshut, because before we had by a machta prutzo, this is in Perek Beis Mishnah Gimel, that by a kli cheres, if it's broken from one side, it's also considered ois base kibbul. So it's not so poshut when we say, when we don't say it. Lemaisa, this that we're saying that the Mishnah is talking about a kli cheres, is in the Rambam Pirshei Mishnayos. The Rav says the same thing also, and the Rambam also brings this way in Perek Tezayin Hilchos Halacha Beis. You look at the Ravid, and the Ravid explains, the Ravid in Idias explains that this din in the Mishnah, Mestami has the problem that we just had, that if it's broken, then it's not going to have a base, it's not going to have a sof on four sides. He says it's talking about a kli eitz, pshute kli eitz, which are only tome derabonon, and by tome derabonon, maybe they weren't machme if it was broken on one side, and by kli cheres, if it was broken on one side, then it would still be, then it's always kli. This leaves open the main shaila. What's taka the machlokes between Rav Gamliel and the Chacham? Rav Gamliel seems to be saying that you can't say which one is bigger, therefore the one that's smaller is tar, the one that's bigger is tam, but you don't know which one. It's impossible to tell. Yefshel etzam. I mean, you can't tell it by the with the naked eye. So Mamela, both of them should be tam. What do the Chacham hold? It could be that Chacham hold that Efshel Tzamtzim Bechlal. And we find such a discussion by two animals that are born Bebas Achas. We say Efshel Tzamtzim, they were both born Yotzim Erechemim exactly the same time. They're both Bechayim or they're only Sofik. So you have such discussions. Somebody's Shechting, could you say that he Shechted the base Hashchita exactly 50-50? There's a chilik between Efshel Tzamtzim Bidei Odom, where it's a Maisa Odom, where Efshel Tzamtzim Bidei Shemayim, like the case of Leidas Bechayrim. So you could say that's Machlokes Rav Gamliel L'Chacham. L'maisa, what we do find is by a Tanur, that Chachamim hold, we had a Mishnah earlier, that Tanur Shenechelchu L'Shnaim is Tomei. By a Tavla Shel Cheres is Tomei. You look at the Rambam, Perek Tezayin. We said, Hilchos Kelim Halacha Beis, Tanur Shenit Maketze Metarin, Chilku l'shnayim b'shove, kolechen mehem tomei lefi sheyef shal l'chavin, yef shal tzamtzim. Avol tavla shal cher sheyesh lo doifin shenekelko l'shnayim tohoiro, v'moyo echad godl v'echad kotten tomei. So by chilku l'shnayim is tohoiro, what do you mean, yef shal l'chavin? So Tosis Yom Tov over here says it means that by tanur is the halacha, by tanur the metzias is that he could split it 100%. And it's Efshel Tzamtzim. Kiveger brings up something else, that by a tanur that has gumois, it has holes on the side, Samela Efshel Tzamtzim. So in the shallow, what's the psak halacha l'gavi Efshel Tzamtzim? Kiveger has an arichus, that there's another place where the Rambam passes the chuk smetzech, l'gavi a dead body being equidistant between two cities, l'gavi egla rufa. Over there, the halacha is that we say Efshel Tzamtzim. So what's Bavus the Rage? Reb Kivega has an arichus where he says that be'etzem in every tzad there's two tzadim. There's one is that maybe it's half-half. And if it would be exactly 50-50, the halacha is that it would be enough to be considered broken. It would be enough to be considered a shvira. Then there's another possibility that it actually, each piece has a possibility that's 49.999%. There's two possibilities that it's tar. It's exactly 50 or it's 49.9. There's no way that you could do it, break it exactly, even if you have shot something, but it's possible physically that it is exactly 50-50. Hey, yoist, there's two possibilities that would be called a svek sveka. Svek Sveka in other areas of the Torah you'd be entire, but over here it's the Svek Sveka B'shus HaYochid. Svek Sveka B'shus HaYochid is Tomei. The Arichos Dvarim that everybody knows when they learn Chulin and Ervin. Ervin Davov, Tais discusses this type of Svek Sveka. And a Chulin, it comes up also. And this famous raid from Chedusha Reb Shleim and Chulin Simon Ches, is it called the Svek Sveka? Is it not called Svek Sveka? Too much to fit into a few minutes over here. But that's the Medubar. It's not Poshut. What exactly the Machlokes from Gamliel and the Chacham is. Mishnah's Tyrus has so says a very nice svar to me, Yashiv. Maishno Tavlo Shalches from Tanur. It's possible to say that by every Klichetz you need Shvira. By a Tanur you need Netitzo. If the pieces are equal, it's considered a Shvira. It's only if one piece is a Roiv, and if it's not a Roiv near a Lainayim, then it's considered Nishbar. That Nikuda is a Machlokes from Gamliel and the Chachamim. By a tanur, you need to have for sure that the piece is less, because by a tanur you need netitzo. It's not enough to have a ma'ase shvira. We've spoken about the yisoid in the beginning of Perek Hey. We had all our arichos on this, that the yisoid of breaking klicheres is one yisoid, and breaking a tanur, which is a different type of kli, it's attached to the ground. The Torah calls it netitzo, not tishbru. Netitzo means where it's clearly nikalei naim that the pieces are a mute of what was before. Maybe that's the Siba that Rabbi Gamliel is metame. So again, is the Machlokes Rabbi Gamliel the Chacham over here because they're arguing on the basic concept of whether Efshel Tzamtzim? Or maybe it's clearly Al Yidei Maisa Adam E Efshel Tzamtzim, but there's a possibility that it is exactly 50-50, and they're arguing whether you can use a Svek Sveka B'chiyagana. It's another thing that we can be mefalpon. Another thing we can be mefalpon is whether a piece which is 50-50, whether that's considered a miut and it's considered nishbar. And like we pointed out, there might be a difference in shvira and netitza. So there's different possibilities over here, what the machlokes is. Now let's go to the next Mishnah. Mishnah Zayin. Dinner shenifsal v'hiskinoi l'tloise b'tzav k'tano. A very important idea in Hilchis Kelim. When we say kli, we always think about, let's say you have by Hilchis Mukta. A kli is something functional, something that has a defined, intelligent use. A rock is not a kli. A piece of wood is not a kli. A brick is not a kli, even though it's designed, but it's designed to be put into the ground. So it's not a kli, it's that. A kli is anything made out of certain materials, and it's formed and made into something that has an intelligent design. That being said, l'chara ein l'cha dover that has a more intelligent design than a coin, and yet a coin is not a kli. Why? Because a coin is not used for anything. A coin represents something. It represents value. Because of that, Lamoshal, there's a famous sugi in the fourth parak in Bava Metzia, where you can use kelim as part of a bartering system called kinyan chalipin. Kemat, the only thing that you can't use for kinyan chalipin is a coin. Why? A coin represents value. When you're bartering, when you're doing chalipin, you're exchanging two chafetz in each of which has value. A coin is not a chafetz that has value. A coin is a chafetz that represents value. So, Mela, it's part of a money system. You can use it for kinyan kesef, but you can't use it for kinyan chalipin. So, we have a din in the Mishnah over here. Dinner shenifsal v'tkinoi l'tloise b'tzav k'tano. A coin that was put out of circulation. So, it's not even as a coin anymore. By the way, a coin which you don't really use as part of the money system. If you have an old, ancient coin from 200 years ago, theoretically, it's a coin. But Lamaisa, the value of it is not in, because it's a penny from the Chveis from the early 1800s. The value of it is as an antique. So Mel, that would be considered a chafetz. Here we have a coin, which is a coin that has a tzura. Looks like a matbea, but it doesn't have any usage. So Mel, what is it? It's a chafetz. A coin itself is not mekabel tumah because it's not a kli. But a dinner shenifsal v'tkinah l'tloise b'tzav k'tana. And now it was prepared to hang as a type of necklace for a child. So tell me, now it's a kli, it's mekabel tumah. V'chein sela, sela is a bigger coin. Has a weight of arba dinarim shenifsalo. V'tkina liya shoyko, but it's not a light coin to be put around the child's neck. It's something that will be used for a weight in a scale. So Mela, with that, it's muchon as a kli mateches to serve a functional purpose. So, Tmeya. Now the Mishnah adds, let's say the coin is missing, so you can't use it as an accurate weight. So it doesn't have usefulness as part of a scale. At kamati posel v'yehei rashai l'kaimo, there's a halacha, you're not allowed to keep around the faulty weight. So a coin that's being used as a weight, how much it could be rubbed off and still oimid l'shimush? Ad shnei dinar. Until half of, we just said that a sella has arba dinarim. So a half of a dinar. Sorry, half of 4 dinarim is shnei dinar in the Mishnah. It's half of its weight. Pochas mikan yokoitz. If it's less than that, you have to chop it up into pieces because you're going to come to use it as a matbeh of a shekel. If something is missing a significant weight, you can't use it for a weight of a sella. But if it's missing till half, so then it'll be so small, then you're going to end up using it for the weight of a coin, which is a shekel. A shekel is half of a sella. So it's shnei dinar. So this is half. It's going to be close enough. And then it's going to be used with the ivus of mishkolot. Now that's a Mishnah L'chaira. It doesn't belong bringing over here dinim, legabe, maznayim, mishkolot, and when it could be used for kinyonim. The Mishnah is only bringing over here legabe tumah. So L'chaira, what you could learn from the Mishnah is that the coin that's missing, that value that you can then not use it for something, is avada not really legabe tumah. The same way in the ratio of the Mishnah, the dinah shenifsal L'chaira is not really legabe tumah. His skin on the tloise b'tzavik tana, then it becomes royal kabel tumah tzaymid l'shimush. Lamaisa, there's a lot of raid around this nekuda that a matbeya, also the fact that it's in vintage, it's in currency, is not considered a kli the way we said. It's not considered something that has a functional use. It doesn't have a use, it represents value, not a usage. One could argue, one could say the usage is the fact that it can be used as currency. That's oimid l'shimush. So l'maisa, there is such a tzad for pure kinyan chalipin that matbeh nas and chalipin. There's kinyan suder, which is another shmuz. Kinyan suder is the symbolic value of the kli being used just to give it to the person and he takes it just in order to show gmiras das. What we call a regular kinyan suder, that kinyan suder avada matbeh does not work because there you need it proper kli. So says the vada proper kli, a matbeh is not the way we have it now in Mishnah. From desvegan legabi kinyan chalipin, it could be that it's enough. Anything that has usage, even if it's not the value of it, is not the usage. The value of it is the value. Marshal, there are other cases also. There's peiros, there's behemos that are not kelim, but you can make chalipin with them. This is a discussion, by the way, in the ktsois and the nesivus and simen peiches. Also, there's another halach of kelim. Also, legabi a shvua, when there's a toyin v'nitim between a malv and a loiva, so then there has to be a certain amount of value. But when they're discussing kelim has a chshivu, so it's even when it's worth less, then shteimo on the shalos, every coin has usage, right? It has a shem kli. So the Torah says it doesn't really have a shem kli. Could be legabi chalipin has enough of a shem kli. That's the raid that's over here in the Mishnah. An interesting maramokim on this halacha that when something is usur to use, alz gezel, you can't use it for a proper weight, so it loses its chashivus as a weight. The isur is mafkir, the shame usage. So there's a sugya in Bava Basra Daf Pei Tes that brings down this tzushtel, and Rabbi Chonah over there in Kovet Shurim in Ois Shin Zayin says, what's going to be if you have a marshal, you want to use food for a king in Suda? So shaz if it has a shame oichel or not. What happens if it's food that's osur b'achilo? It's osur b'hano, but it's mutter to a ben noyach. Would that render it food? What about the fact? Well, what would be the din legabi being mekabel tumah? So he brings a meduber over there between the Rashbam, where the Rashbam says that since it's also lishko b'hem ain't mekabel tumah, but the Tosis really has. That l'inyan tumah have a kli afilu masal lishkol boy. So Bachon is done back and forth on that.